So can you contrast sort of the pharmacology or the spectrum of kinase activity between acalabrutinib, ibrutinib, and I know there are other BTK inhibitors out there too.
Yeah, there's three main BTK inhibitors that are either approved or, in the case of the latter two, being extensively studied in CLL and lymphomas. Of course, ibrutinib is approved frontline relapse refractory. It has many lymphoma indications. It also has Waldenstrom's. It also has GVHD. So pretty broad use of the drug in B-cell malignancies and GVHD. The other two are acalabrutinib, which does have an approval for mantle cell, and zanubrutinib, or BGB-3111, which is being studied and does not yet have an approval, but we do have the prospect of seeing some randomized data in the near future. The kinome or the kinase maps for ibrutinib and these drugs have been compared, and it does seem that there are many, many more targets associated with ibrutinib relative to the other two drugs. The other two appear to be a more clean or, I don't know, pure, however you want to say it, BTK inhibitor relative to ibrutinib. I think to automatically assume that a more pure drug or a more clean drug is better than a quote-unquote dirtier drug, I think is not founded in reality. Probably some of the best aspects of ibrutinib's activity may be related to its off-target effects, particularly in GVHD, for example. I think that the mapping of what kinases are inhibited by these drugs is completely preclinical, and I think you and I would both agree what happens in a lab or in a test tube oftentimes is not mirrored in patients. And so we do have head-to-head data for acala versus ibrutinib coming out, and there are also head-to-head data for zanubrutinib versus ibrutinib that will be coming out. I think from the perspective of clinicians, what happens in patients is most relevant, so we'll see what those data show us if there are any differences or if the AE profiles are more similar than dissimilar.